This adds a new dimension in dealing the a new dimension for us in the Gulf Coast, an offshore spill that's coming out of a well. I don't know that we've dealt with that in several. I don't think we've had that before.
Landry added that to call the leaking oil well, which seeks 1,000 gallons a day, a catastrophe, would be jumping the gun. She said the spill's impacts are small compared to the Exxon Valdez oil spill.
When Exxon Valdez hit, there were no plans. There were no identified species. There was no documentation of sensitive coastline. There was no outline of what the appropriate booming strategies are. We have come a long way from Exxon Valdez.
BP spokesperson Doug Suttles listed some of the mitigation strategies in addition to burning some of the spilled oil.
We flew over 10 sorties with 5 different aircraft and applied more than 25,000 gallons of dispersant, almost doubling our previous best day. Today, we expect to fly over 13 sorties and apply even more dispersant than yesterday. We actually collected almost 4,000 barrels of oily water yesterday, almost doubling our cumulative total to date.
Other implements include capping the leaky well, drilling a relief well, and installing structures to catch the oil before it washes ashore. Speaking on behalf of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Charlie Henry said that trajectory models based on wind and currents give them a pretty good idea of where the slick is headed.
If we get the winds to swing out of the southeast, which we're expecting, that the very leading edge of that plume will be near the Delta of Louisiana, the Mississippi River Delta. That's looking out through Friday evening, which we're trying to do 3 days ahead.
Members of the press were not happy with what they were hearing. One reporter for a coastal Alabama newspaper asked why most recent trajectory models weren't being given to local governments. Admiral Landry answered,
"Well, sir, we will work with your state. I would recommend you call in to your state again and seek that answer."
Another reporter brought up recent sperm whale sightings near the spill area. Charlie Henry of NOAA said that impact on that species was likely minimal.
Sorry, 3 different separate observations of a total of 7 whales that have been in our spill zone since we started. And that's the most I know, and none of those have they been reported that they've reported them as in distress.
There are still many questions about the spill, including one very big one that even Doug Suttles of BP was as of yet unable to answer.
It's very, very imprecise science to actually calculate the exact amount. And having just flown over the area just a couple of hours ago, you can imagine it's not one solid sheet of oil.